1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. So, Paul goes from, you know, he was talking about the men, the women, the children, most of the men and the women, actually. Now, here he is speaking to bishops. What is a bishop? A bishop in Greek is episkopos, or episkopos, however you want to say it, but it literally means overseer, or we might say a supervisor, which has the same supervisor, you know. I think that's, but that's Latin, probably. Whereas episkopos is the Greek word. It, you know, we have the Episcopal Church. There's a lot of words in the New Testament that get translated into, you know, the, you know, Baptist Church. All these are words coming out of the New Testament. But the idea is one who is looking over the church, someone who is an overseer of the church. It is a good work. As he says, if a man desires the office of a bishop, it is a good work. And then he sets forth all these criteria. And it's interesting when you look at the way in which the apostle approaches this office in the church. Because today, you know, the Catholic Church has bishops, right? They literally call them bishops. And a lot of the other denominations don't really have bishops, but they have people performing the same role. And in the local church, see, he doesn't give us much in the way of what they do. Except they oversee, which is, means to me they're in charge. You know, they're the supervisor, the one who watches over the church. You know, they're not necessarily the speaking person necessarily. I mean, though, I don't know that there's always a designated speaker for the church. Meaning, what I mean is like that only one person exclusively speaks. A lot of churches, that is the case. There's one guy who talks at all times. A lot of times the pastor fulfills this role. He's not just the pastor. He's watching over the church. In fact, the idea of a pastor is, the word is usually the translation of the word. I mean, same thing as shepherd. A shepherd, a pastor. And what is a shepherd but one who watches over the flock? That's why when they talk about the bishop's crook or the bishop's staff, it's a shepherd's staff. So a bishop is a kind of a pastor, where a lot of pastors are performing roles of prophet in a lot of ways towards their churches, or teacher, among other things. And a lot of times, I think the way church is organized these days, you know, everything is kind of poured into one person, as opposed to being, and whose fault is that? If God wanted their churches to be right, he would set good things among them. How can you have, I mean, pastors teach, there's no way you could be blameless, because you can't get away from, in this part, the idea that this is, Paul means this literally. You can't say, oh, it just means imputed. He's got to only have imputed blamelessness, imputed the husband of one wife, imputed vigilance, imputed sobriety, imputed good behavior, imputed hospitality. They have to actually fulfill these things. And there's plenty of other examples of where we must fulfill. But obviously, one who wants to be a bishop has to be farther along in their walk than, say, just a new believer who is looking to become the image of Christ. A bishop is one who needs to be exemplifying some things. They need to have the visible nature of Christ showing through them in a way that exceeds, you know, blameless. Did I write that down over here? I wrote blameless first. You know, it means that they cannot, means literally not arrested. Inculpable. In a sense, so it means in one sense, you know, not a criminal, or not prone to criminal charge. Someone who can't be charged with something criminally, obviously. You don't want a criminal as your bishop. The husband of one wife, the only way the Catholic bishops is they could be charged with aiding and abetting criminal behavior on the part of some priests. Interestingly, if we were to take this in the most legalistic sense, the husband of one wife, that means every Catholic bishop does not qualify because they have vows of celibacy. And they don't have wives, they would be disqualified. Now that would also disqualify Paul, because he didn't have a wife. Okay, so there's obviously some, it's mostly thinking of not someone who is not either a bigamist or has been divorced. Now, I don't think it is right to make divorce the unforgivable sin. I mean, what if someone in their past, before in their lives, they'd been there's a lot of things we've been. But I guess because this person is in the church, a visible person, you can be a Christian and have been a murderer. You can be a Christian and have been a thief. But maybe if you had ever been charged with a criminal act at any time in your past, even though Christ has forgiven you, I think that would disqualify you from being a bishop.